The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
In the town where the Shalot lived was a very simple man. He did not have the acumen to be able to learn Gemara. He felt terrible. What did he choose to do instead? Recite Tehillim. He was the Tehillim Zogger. He said, recited Tehillim all day. And everybody knew he was a simple person. Because he couldn't do more than that. He couldn't even learn a Pasuk Chumash. Rashi. Nothing. And eventually he died. A few days after his death, he came to the Shalot in a dream. And he told the Shalot, they're going to be bandits, robbers, and murderers who are going to enter the town and murder many people and loot the place and steal. I'm warning you, leave the city now. Clear dream. The Shalot HaKadosh woke up. And he knew it was real. He didn't have a doubt in his mind. And he went around telling all the inhabitants of the city that this guy, the Tehillim Zogger, who was recently Nifter, came to me in a dream and told me that we are going to be bombarded with thieves, murderers. We need to leave. Many people left, but many people stayed. They didn't believe that this simpleton, who only recited Tehillim, had the power, had the ability to come in a dream to the Shalot HaKadosh and dictate what's going to be in the future. They just couldn't believe it. And guess what? It came to fruition. A few days later, the thieves, the robbers, and the murderers came to town. Exactly as he said. It's written in the Sefer of the Shalot. We see from here the power of reciting Tehillim. So if you have the ability to learn Gemara and Mishnayos and Chumash, you should definitely do that. We have an obligation to. And, of course, some Tehillim each day. And if you don't have the ability to learn Gemara, at least say Tehillim, because it moves mountains.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org